The question was asked, is there a basis for what people do? People say that they're not supposed to give from the piece of bread that they make a motzi, they're not supposed to give to someone who's not Jewish. So where does that come from? So if we look in Rav Yosef Karo, at the end of Siman Kuf Samach Zayin, the laws of making a motzi, Rav Yosef Karo writes like this. There's a book called The Kolbo, who quotes from Rabbeinu Asher, that all of Israel have this custom that they don't give from the piece of bread that they made hamotzi. They don't give it to the animals or to the birds or to anyone who's not Jewish. And the Avudram quotes this from Sefer HaMinagot. And Rav Yosef Karo ends with the following line. Listen to this. V'lo ra'inu, we've never seen. V'lo shamanu, we've never heard of anyone, mishen yizhar b'kach, of anyone who's careful about this, says Rav Yosef Karo, ve'en ladavar smach klal, and it has no basis whatsoever. So, 2 months ago, when we were doing the question and answer session on the laws of Pesach, someone asked me if you're allowed to give matzah at the Seder to a non-Jew. So I remembered that I got this question about 12 years ago or 13 years ago when we were making our first Seder for the students of Machon Meir. And someone asked the question and I called my teachers and they said, there's no basis for not giving. So when I got the question, I put out on the WhatsApp message, there's no basis for not giving a non-Jew from the matzah. There's no problem. If for whatever reason there's a non-Jew at your Seder table, sometimes a person converts and their Jewish biological father, but their non-Jewish mother is at their Seder, all kinds of circumstances, I said, there's no problem. Now, the wording that my teachers used is what the Beis Yosef writes. En ladavar smach klal. There's no basis for it. That's what Rav Yosef Karo writes. And so, in the Shulchan Aruch, Rav Yosef Karo makes no mention of this. However, when we start opening up later commentaries, including the Mishnah Brura, writes, you shouldn't feed an animal, a bird, a non-Jew from the food, from the bread, slice of a motzi, because the slice of a motzi is what you did a mitzvah with. You should keep it for yourself. Why are you giving it away to someone else? You made a blessing on that, so you should be the one to eat it. So that's very interesting. Rav Yosef Karo says it has no basis. But the Mishnah Brura says he recommends to worry about this. He says, yeah, you should take it into account. And the Kaf HaChaim also brings it. So that's very interesting. I don't know why the Mishnah Brura and the Kaf HaChaim quoted it. My tradition is what it says in Rav Yosef Karo. My teacher said, like Rav Yosef Karo says, there's no problem and no basis for concern. However, I can't ignore the fact that Rav Yosef Karo quoted his predecessors who said it, and the Mishnah Brura writes it, and the Kaf HaChaim writes it. So today, I'm a little bit more careful in how I word it. My tradition is that there's no problem, like Rav Yosef Karo wrote. However, I can't ignore what it says in the Mishnah Brura and others. And even Rav Yosef Karo quotes very early commentaries who mention this. So what can I say? I can't ignore that such an opinion exists. Just remember that Rav Yosef Karo used very harsh words. He says, we've never seen, we've never heard of anyone who does this, and there is no basis for it whatsoever. That's a very harsh term by the Shulchan Aruch. But you know what? Rabbi Yisrael Meir of Radin, the Mishnah Brura, knew Rav Yosef Karo better than me. And he still saw fit to quote it. So there's nothing I can do. I'm saying the Mishnah Brura gave this opinion credence, as did others. Those who want to be concerned for it, they should at least do it in a way that they won't hurt someone's feelings. I would recommend that if a person's going to be concerned for this, then when they cut the challah, they should cut for themselves a very small piece first. Small, I mean like a normal piece, right? That they cut themselves, and eat it, and then you have no problem. The rest of the challah you cut for everyone else. The Kabbalistic opinions hold that that's the way you should cut challah anyways. There are opinions that say you cut yourself a big chunk, and then from your big chunk you give everyone else a piece. Then you run into a problem. So when you have a non-Jewish guest, so go with the Kabbalistic opinions, which happens to also be the Yekish custom, that the first slice that you cut is the slice that you want to eat. And then everyone else gets from the rest of the loaf, so you don't even run into this problem.